Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Quarter Key checking in, man. Blog Talk Radio, man. They did us wrong, man, so we lost 5 minutes in the beginning. But you know what, fuck it. We still going to get it in, man, and do it like we supposed to do it. That's what I'm going to do, man, seeing that we have some people stick around. You know what I mean? I'm going to start from the top, man, and we're going to take it like this. Let's see what we got for the people, man. First set of people's player in the building. My man Draz in the building.
I do Joe.
Draz.
What's happening, man? All right, man, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get into some, man, you know what, man? Let's do this. Let's go old school, fuck it. We're going to go old school. My name is D Nice. You motherfuckers know where that comes from. Let's get it.
On this track I made up, you know what I'm saying? Huh. Yeah, and you don't stop. Yo, my name is D-Nice, although I hate to admit it. Taking out your suckers and you don't know how I did it. See, every episode remains in this mode. Very cool, very calm, there's no sweat in my palm. I just pick up the mic, proceed with a song. I get right to the point, my composition's not long or short. It's like a sport, hanging in the middle. But now if you're puzzled, let me kick the whole riddle. That, my name is Derek, and if I didn't mention D-Nice, it's just a description. It's a Rob, the kid on the mic. I'm the TR-808, huh? But just call me D-Nice.
Checking in, the legal dope hour has officially began. We had a couple technical difficulties in the beginning, man, but we gonna make it shape, man. I got fresh air to people's player in the building.
Joe, what it do, what my
got
dude?
Got my man Draz in the building.
You already
big.
Know, the kid Draz.
All right, man, so what we gonna do, man, is we played a little D-Nice there for y'all, man. I'm gonna scroll through my little bag of tricks, man, and see what I got for y'all. We lost a couple callers, man. I hope the callers called back. Hope the people online still online doing their thing, man. You know what? I promised my guy I was going to play his shit. I'm going to play his shit in a minute. I'm going to go to my guy Direct shit. Shout out to the Shad, man. Shout out to my guy Direct, the Drama War.
Shout out to the Drama War, man. Shout out to the originals around here, man. They, you know, pretty much been doing the underground Chi-Town movement for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the originators, you know what I'm saying? Triple Darkness, shout out to Drama War, Psycho Drama, you know what I mean? Shout out to Do or Die, you know what I mean? It's going down real heavy in the game, you know what I'm saying? We don't get into this Direct right now. You know my man Direct, Shun, what up, boy?
Direct, motherfucking killer, Chi-Town, stand up.
When we get back, we're going to do some sports for y'all real quick, Joe.
I'm always choking, so you know a nigga always rolling a gang of blunts. Getting so high when I'm choking, feeling like a nigga smoking on angel dust.
raise the cup, sipping concoctions that's dangerous. I be gun cocking. If you came to fuck with a nigga, it'll be quicker to hang it up. You fucking with a nigga that was raised to bust, raised to dump, train to shoot, cop that Glock back, bang, you lose.
See, the man's a fool when I'm banging the tube.
Yep, that's true, cause I'm dangerous, dude. Got a couple screws in my brain that's loose. And on top of that, a nigga came with a crew. Ain't no telling who the fuck I'm gonna be aiming at you. See, it'd be better never to fuck with Brett. Thought I was sweet until I upped that check. Coming with beats, you better stop that mess. I better come correct and cop that best. I'm a monster, but I'm not from Loch Ness. They never take a hostage. Put a nigga to the test. Holla till the dude eats through flesh. When I squeeze these beats, you wet. I'm a motherfucking jerk. Kill.
If a nigga say he gon' pop me, come pop me. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Just watch me, leave a body.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
They don't really wanna get into nothing at all. Make a nigga feel the flux till they fall. Fuck them all.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
That a nigga saw, cause a nigga then saw some of my high school pictures. But I might prove different, cause I'm like too ignorant, too wicked. So I hope a nigga ready to get it, cause a nigga wreck these two bitches. Bitch niggas end up as news clippin'. Do a 9-1, never find them, and the popo never know who did it. But that's just how a nigga do business. Even though a nigga really ain't playing it, and my name ain't Nick, goddamn it. But a nigga wild out with the cannon. That's too damn sick. The reason for all of this shit that I spit. The reason I feel niggas go eat a dick before they find your body somewhere in the ditch. Must think I'm a bitch. If a motherfucker thinking I'm sweet, then nigga come creeping. But I bet you be meeting the reaper when I come through the street heated. Rich bitch, man, I'm a kill. If a nigga say he gon' pop me, come pop me. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Just watch me, leave a body.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
And I really wanna get into nothing at all. Make a nigga feel the flux till they fall. Fuck them all.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
In the 4-5,
you better get in line.
Cause any motherfucker threaten mine, and I bet you everybody gonna die. You more than paralyzed when the barrel cries out. Making sure a nigga gon' die right now. You don't wanna die, what you got right out. Homie finna try, but he finna find out.
When I hit him with the shooter, leave him inside out.
Cause I finna let a nigga know what I'm about. Shoulda tried to find a motherfucking hideout. Let a pussy motherfucker screaming time out.
But this ain't no game, ho.
Shoulda thought of the consequences, now you paying the price. You done caught a couple in your side. Better pray you get away with your life. Cause I'ma be walking up like what was that shit you was talking from. Chalk on my mouth in the trunk for not talking up. Open the coffin up, cause now you know what the fuck. You just thought of the nigga up. If a nigga say he gon' pop me, come pop me. I don't give a fuck, nigga, just watch me, leave a body.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
They don't really wanna get into nothing at all. Make a nigga feel the flux till they fall. Fuck them all.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
These niggas fucking up.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
They must not know a nigga nut.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
See, you don't wanna play to me.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
They must not know I'm crazy.
Yeah, Quarter Key, the Legal Dope Hour, checking back in.
Fresh out of Pippa's player in the building, Joe, what it do?
And it's the Kid Dress.
Yeah, hey, look.
Legal Dope Hour is shaking right now, man. We had a couple technical difficulties early on, but we conquered all them problems, you know what I'm saying? Give you a quick sports update right quick. Kobe just went bananas on Milwaukee, Joe. He had 39. Keep in mind, the boy got a broke finger, you know what I'm saying? He retarded right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, 39, though, hit a buzzer beater, you know what I'm saying? That is what that is, though.
Kobe Bean, you know what I'm saying? Lakers, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know how it go. Y'all know how I feel about the Lakers.
Hey, man, I'm looking at the Lions right now, though, fam. And I got, we shaking right now, man. We got a couple special listeners right now. My man, I'm checking in Cali right now, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of folks on right now. CK in the building, you know what I mean? My man, 50. I see all y'all, man. Keep listening. I appreciate that support, you know what I'm saying? Straight on up.
That's what's happening, man. So, look, this is how it go, man. If you want to get online and talk to Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Joe.
My man, Draz. Your boy, Quarter Key, fam. If you want to talk to any of us, just press 1. That's all you got to do. I'm guiding y'all through it. It's going to be real
press
simple.
Press one, you're going to be live. Stay with up to your mama.
Live.
Do whatever you want to do. Shout out to whoever you want to shout out.
You know what I'm saying?
You
we
can cuss. Sorry, mama, if you're listening, but you can cuss however you want to cuss. You can say fuck. You can say whatever you want to say.
Hey, listen, Fresh. Check it out, man. Like, I really, 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 really want you to speak on the Tiger Woods demonstration, man. I want you to speak on that. I'm gonna go to another cut right quick.
I'm gonna get into Tiger Woods, man. Tiger Woods is tripping. I don't wanna beat a dead horse though, cause they're killing my man right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he needs some guidance. You know what I mean? I'm gonna shed a little light on the situation. You know what I mean? Cause he's tripping. He just ain't got no help. You know what I mean? And he turned his back on his friends. You know, Chuck and Mike. You know, you hear me? One name them fools.
Yeah,
hey, Chuck and Mike. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they reaching out to Charles right now, but they don't want to answer. But it's nothing. We gonna help him out through the radio station. So. We go. I got him. I got y'all. You know what I mean? But right now, we're going to get into a cut right now, see what's going on. Oh, stay tuned. We got Roy the Facebook King. I just got off the phone with him. There's no telling what's going to come out that boy mouth. You know what I mean? But we got Roy. He's going to be around later on. You know what I mean? Just stay tuned.
Let's go to EVIL, man. We're going to play EVIL.
Nah, you know what, fam? Hold on. Let's give EVIL a little time to get back in tune so we can check us out. You know what I mean? Let's go on to something. Let's go on to a little something different. You know what I mean? Pick anything. You got Fat Boy Swag or something? Give him something with that. Give him anything.
Man,
you got?
What? Let me give him Black Tea, man. Let's give him Black Tea.
Okay.
Do. Motherfucking Legal Dope Hour, your boy Quarter Key, man. I'm going to give y'all Black Tea. It's something off the Legal Dope Trilogy. You know what I'm saying? That's going to come. The mixtape coming real soon. January 16th.
Chef Boy RD.
I know what time it is. Legal Dope Hour. Get addicted.
Joe. Elliot Ness. What up, bud?
Shout out to Eagle. Yeah.
Joe, yeah, it's Quarter Key. I'm talking about Legal Dope Hour checking in.
Fresh out of People's Play back on. What up, Joe?
And it's the Kid Dress. You already know, man. Hey, that was that Fat Boy Swag.
That was not what that was. Hey, that was Quarter the Great right there, man, with Black T. Hey, hey, we up here having a good time, though. Hey, check it out, though. Hey, so my program director, too, just got back with me, man. We had some technical difficulties because the line was shaking too hard, and I appreciate the support. But next time, let us get on the air first, niggas, before y'all start. Hey, shout out to the studio owner too, fam, because we got the only fucking studio on the block that's not decorated with Christmas decorations either. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, either way that would go, man, we're gonna take one of these calls, man, because I see one of my men's on here. First of all,
hey,
I'm gonna say rest in peace to my nigga Lil T, man. That's what it is, man. I'm gonna go out to Cali right now because we got Cali callers. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
take this phone call from my man Elliot Ness, man. Elliot Ness, what it does, my dude? You on, Ness? What up?
What's up, Mr. Hanna?
Elliot Ness, what's happening, baby boy?
Hey, my gangsta, gangsta.
What's up, blood?
95, my nigga, what's up with you?
Ain't nothing, blood. What's going down?
Hey, I'm sitting here with my girl right now, and before I even log up, and baby, you just said your name. I'm like, you got my nigga right there. What's up,
you already know what it is, Ness. Hey, Ness, you remember Quarter Key, don't you?
Huh? Yeah,
hey, you remember Quarter Key, don't you? Right, you remember Quarter Key, don't you? Met you in the hood that day.
Say that again?
You remember Quarter Key, don't you? The nigga that came to the hood that day when we moved out there.
We called him. What was his other name? I'm talking about that other dude's name.
I don't know. Either way, that would happen, Ness. How the fuck are you, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm right now, high, just sitting here in the fucking room with my girl.
You sound
just
a punk, man.
Talking about you and all that shit. SMG Block.
SMG Block, man. Son of Margarita Gangsters, man. Right from that shit, you know what I mean?
Little piece after piece, my blood, nigga, blood. Eastside Pablo, someone with guns, little Africa 2 Pablo, nigga, that. That's how we do.
Hey, blood, on the real shit, man. I can do this shit all day, man. We don't get back into the show, man. Keep listening. Appreciate you calling.
My bad. I love you, man.
All right, Ness, I love you too, my nigga. I'm going to fuck with you, boy.
All right.
Let's get into another call real quick, man. Take this free car right here, man. Take that free car real quick, man. Get him out of the way. No, you got some funny shit to say.
Out of the way, man. Hold up. Hey, my main man, 50, what's happening, Joe?
Joe.
What's happening, son?
What it do, Phil?
What it do, 50?
Yeah, man, I want to hear that young action, baby.
Hey, somebody get this nigga the fuck out of here, man. That nigga don't get no play on this motherfucker.
Hey, we gonna have some gunshots for your ass next time, nigga. Next time you call and say some shit like that.
Hey, man.
Over here, we don't play nothing but the legal dope, 50.
We don't play the legal dope. Not none of that fake shit, and not none of that touching butts, man.
You already know, 50. We make crack like this, nigga. We make crack like this, 50. You already know, 50.
Disrespecting us with that bullshit. What's good, though, boy?
What up with it, though, Phil?
Y'all know what I want to hear, man. Go on and put that a book of my life on, man. And stop playing.
Yeah, Jay, you know what? We played that last week, Jay, but because of you, fam, we'll play that shit right now, man. What's good? You all right?
Man, leaving cold, freezing, and you know how it is. You know how we do,
right. All right, man. Well, shit, when we leave the show, man, I'm going to come over there and fuck with you, my dude. You already know how we get down, man.
All
right,
son. You know,
let me
go and
stay tuned,
Phil.
Stay in tune, Phil, man. I love you, boy. We're going to get back in tune. This song just for you right here, Joe. All
right, son.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce you today.
All right. Well, we didn't play this. Here you go, Phil.
To me, he needs no introduction. Without further ado, Quarter Key.
Thank you. You're too kind. This piece I'm going to do here today for you guys, I call it Street Tales. I completed this here maybe a month or two ago, back on the edgy story of betrayal, murder, of course, mourning, rape, money, power, pain, violence, murder. You read about the kids that's dying, having kids that's dying. Father, please forgive my people. You know, we were raised by you.
Open up your eyes and look at my life.
Yeah.
If you got a minute, please give me your time.
Give me your time.
I can show the whole world.
Now, have you ever came home and had nothing to eat? Your baby got no diaper, so you're hitting the street.
Yeah.
You just got a job and you get paid in 3 weeks. Hold on. Hold on. Police sirens outside, another dead in your hood. You tried to do what's right, it never did you no good. You never got Papa still knocking on wood. You talk too much because you feel you're misunderstood. And everything, it seems just like a whistle away. But it's hard to have to wait for what you're needing today. Like my cousin told me, it took him a minute to kill him. But it took the rest of his life in a cell that he stayed. It was simple, get the money, time up, get away. But it didn't happen, the victim, he went out in the blaze. 40 to life, my nigga had a son and a wife. The reflection of him, his son, 17 with a gun.
Money,
power, pain, violence, murder. You read about the kids that's dying.
Having
kids. Father, please forgive my people. You know, we were raised by you.
Open up your eyes and look at my life. If you got a minute, please give me your time.
Give me your time.
I
tell the story of Mrs. Jones and her daughter Simone. Miss Jones got high, Simone's never home. 15 years old, Simone looking grown. 16 years young, she's out on her own. Father was absent, no man in the home. So Simone decided to find a man of her own. That's how life is, her mind wasn't strong. The streets raised the child not to know what's wrong. 13 years later, Simone's in the grave zone. Leaving another child for the streets to raise. Life is a nightmare, I've been asleep for days. The story never ends, I keep turning the page. I try to be strategic, don't wanna live in a cage. The road is kinda twisted, almost finished the maze. I count my blessings daily, I could go any day.
I open up to you, the book of my life.
Money, power, pain, violence, murder.
Single mother, double mother, I say.
You read about the kids that are dying, having kids that are dying.
Open up your eyes and see where I live.
Father, please forgive my people, you know we were raised by you.
Open up your eyes and look at my life. If you got a minute, please give me your time.
I'm
gonna
sum it all up. Johnny a priest now. Johnny used to sell dope, kill so many men. I know what he a preacher for. Sarah, she smoked out, used to be a track star. Her brother, he got murdered and found in the junkyard. Mikey just got shot. I seen a nigga yesterday. Told me he wanted rhyme and he about to put his gun away. Tommy, he calmed down, used to be a made man. 2 weeks later, they found Tommy in a trash can. Kenny came up quick, he blew the nigga T away. Said he saw the devil in a half a G of E&J. Freddie killed his father, but Freddie didn't go to jail. His mother, she took the blame, cause Freddie, he was only 12. Tiana got married, nigga couldn't stand it though. 3 weeks later, we found her dead in Indiana, Joe. Trina, she got AIDS, used to be the beauty queen. Couldn't find an antidote, Trina died at 17.
Damn, that was real. Anyway, Joe, you back on the Legal Dope Hour right now. Fresh out of the People's Player.
Yo,
hey.
Jake's still on the line. What up, Jake? Did you enjoy that? I'm speechless, son. Hey, man, hey, 50, stay on the line, man. We're going to get 50 off the line. I just wanted to, you know, I wanted y'all to see my man's reaction. That's one of his favorite Quarter Key songs. That's on the unreleased album, man. We're going to put out an album called Unreleased, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we have to cut 50 off. That's how we do. Hey, 50 was about to get real, bro.
Hey, let's get it in, man.
All the people online, you know what I'm saying, that's waiting to talk. Y'all just hold on. Don't hang up.
CK, baby. What up, Joe?
You know what I mean? CK in the building. What's up, sis? You know what I'm talking about? We're going to roll into some more music, man. Hey, man, I want to freak out. Because I see my man OJ on the line, I'm about to freak out. OJ.
Hey.
Here you go, OJ. This for you, my man.
Hey.
Okay.
Lord above God,
my dope hour, man. You know what I'm saying? We freaking out, man. Every third Wednesday, man, we is going to freak all the way the fuck out. Excuse my language. I hope ain't nobody mama listening. My man's on the line. You know what? Before I get to my man, old Jizzle, we going to go to my girl, man. I played her music the first week. You know what I'm saying? Man, Princess Yaki. Let me tell y'all about her. We met her. We was in Milwaukee, right? We met her in Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? And
I wish I could hear the real story.
You know what I'm saying? hey, but you know I tell the real story, blood. We ain't got time for the real story, though, because we ain't got much time left, you know what I'm saying, due to technical difficulties in the beginning, like blood say, man, you know what I'm saying, we got bombarded by calls, and they wouldn't, you know, we couldn't get on early and online. People was freaking out. All right, so we going to go to a call. It's my girl, Princess Yaki. You know what I mean? Yaki, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing out there tonight?
Oh,
good.
I was just calling to, you know, let everybody know I got a show coming up this weekend on Saturday at Buddy's Sports Bar.
At
Franklin Park. And people need to cop the album. The Champion is hot, because that's what I am, a champion. You feel me, though? And,
Tell them about it.
You can check me out at www.princessyaki.com at any time. Let me repeat that, www.princessyaki.com. You feel me? All right,
you
before
dig.
I leave, I just want to hit y'all with a, you know, maybe a little something so y'all can
hear.
Right.
Hit them with a little
you know,
something,
Kiki. Vocals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's see what you got, Lamar. Let's see what you're working
Over
with.
Over the phone.
Let's get it. All right. Let's get
say
it.
Say you want a cappella when that's what I'll give you. Say you can't hear me sing, well, you ain't listening. How you deaf or deranged, don't explain. I'ma blow you out of your frame. When I leave this place, you gon' know my name. When I step on stage, you know I'm running things. My CeeLo is so kilo. Have you joking from all my soul? Yeah.
That's what you want, Princess? Princess,
you know,
that's what you want?
You know that's how we do in the camp, man.
You already know. Hey, man, let me tell y'all, Princess Yaki, man, you know what I mean? She, you know, she gets it in. She got MTD. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your disorder,
yeah,
Miss Lady?
Multi-talented disorder, yes. MTD all day. Rapper, singer, and I write music. I've been doing music since I was 8 years old, well, writing it. And I've been singing since the age of 2, and it's just like, it's not just something that's a hobby, or it's not just something that's a passion, but it's my life, and I live music every day, you know? So if you're interested in getting at me, you know, ASAP, holla at me, www.princessyaki.com. It's easy.
Hey, man, we're going to keep plugging Princess Yaki. We're going to let y'all know how to get closer to her, you know what I'm saying, how to book her for some shows or what have you. My man Drash. You feel me?
Holler at the kid, trash the book, Yaki. You already know what it is. Hit up the website. You know how we do it.
Hey, Yaki, so what we going to do, man, is we're going to go ahead and we're going to slide to another caller right quick. We really, really appreciate you calling in, Ma. We really, really honor your talent. We're going to play some more of your music next week. And then, you know, next month we got an all-lady show coming up, and I would love for you to come up and, you know, co-host the show with me if that's cool.
For sure. Just let me know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we're going to move to the next caller, Yaki Love. Thanks for calling in, baby. We're going to move to the next caller. My main man right here, we got a caller, an anonymous caller. I don't really know the number. So we're going to go to the next caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller, what's happening? Where you at?
You come back to that caller, man.
It sounds like the caller's
having. Get yourself together, caller. We'll come back to you. You know what I mean?
It sounds like he having technical difficulties.
I'll tell you what we could do right now. This is what we'll do. We know it's a music show. At the same time, we're interacting with the public. This is what we'll do. We're gonna take this time right now and get into the Facebook King moment. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, man.
Let's get to the Facebook King.
No, you know what? Let's get to the Facebook King in a minute. Let's take another one of these callers, then we get to the Facebook King in a minute, man. Let's take that 262 call. I like that. That's a
262.
Who was that? That's sexy. Who was that?
Yo. Caller.
Hello?
Yeah, who we got on the line, man?
this is Big Juicy.
Big Juicy! What's up,
Juicy.
What up, Joe?
Hey, it's my main man, O'Jizzle, a.k.a. Big Juicy. What's up, Juicy, man? Wait, how you feeling right now, baby?
Man, I'm good, man. Just chilling, you know? Chilling with the wife and the baby.
Hey, shout out to my man, OJ, man. He just had a bouncing baby girl, OJ.
Shout out to OJ and the wife and the baby.
Hey, OJ,
hey.
Man, appreciate you. What's up,
hey,
man?
Let me ask you a quick question. How come you saw that I called, you play white people music?
That's what we do.
Hey, OJ, you know what, man? You are extremely racist yourself, and fuck you.
Yeah.
I just thought that would be kind of saucy for you. You play in a band.
Yeah, man, you know what? Joe Draz, I don't like his funky ass anyways.
Well, I don't like you either. Hey, man, I see we're going to have to edit when my man O'Jizzle call it. OJ, man, stay on the line, man. We taking you off the line, fan, because you freaking the fuck out. We might come back to you later on. Hold, please, my nigga.
Good with
you. Right.
Hey, he's not a nigga.
Right.
That's your man's, though. That's definitely what up, Joe. All
right, man. What up, man? We got to get. Let's take another caller real quick before we get it in with the Facebook session.
Who we got online? All right, man. We going to go. Let's see. What about the caller that couldn't quite get it together?
Check them again. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see what's up.
See if he's ready now.
Hey, caller that couldn't quite get it together.
Are you still nervous?
Caller, you still nervous, man? What's up? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, why everybody get sexy?
Hello.
That's
hey, man, it sound like y'all still having technical difficulties or something.
Let them ride then.
I'm going to put y'all on hold.
Play a song, man.
That's frisky,
man.
Man.
All right, when we come back from this song right here, we're going to get to the Facebook session, fans. We got to wrap it up. We got about another 10 to 15 right now.
Hey, man, let's play another Draz song, man.
We're
going
to play a Draz song, y'all. We're going to get to the Facebook session. No, all y'all listeners from last week, know you've been waiting on the next session. It's coming to you real soon. Facebook King coming up soon. Draz.
But
I said Draz.
Draz, I must be dreaming. Is it true? Yeah. I'm slept on like a fitted sheet. Underslept, call me the blanket as I'm giving heat. See me eating simple, meaning that I'm prayed for. A job cutting checks, we ain't paid more than laying off. I say I'm high, but I'm staying off. Block see the new wheels, they like, damn, who killed it? Nah, I'm just a media player like real is. Call me library as I'm overbooked, still is. Say the price of gas high. Guess I'm overpriced cause I gas into the sky. Passing over Mike's foot and passing over life. So finna rock the world, I don't want it, ask Michael. Past iconic cycle is nice though. Till I put it down, still sleep with your eyes open. I ain't joking. I must be dreaming. Cause we dream of success. But that really mean we dream of the death, you dig? Photographs of my past life, painted to a song overdrawn. I ain't that nice. Yeah, I'm like MetLife, I met life. Told her she a bitch, and by that night I met wife. That sight gave me that right to sketch mic. System I record, keep the masters, and I'm slave. Dad called me son with my raise. Feel I need to share light. Nah, hey, stop that, man. I feel I'm going too deep on these niggas, man. But.
Draz, what's up with that, man? Why you get so deep on them niggas?
Draz
freaking freak out sometime, man.
It's good, man. It's, you know, my man Draz, you know what I'm saying, Flight School mixtape, you know what I'm talking about?
2 weeks.
The Flight School mixtape coming in 2 weeks. We already got Hangar 6 out there, you know what I'm saying, out there for the people to, you know, eat it up.
Google it.
Google me, Google it. You know what I'm saying? So
what we gonna do, man? We gonna go to another caller, man. I mean, the line is fucking jumping right now. I want y'all to know.
Let's breeze through them all, man. That's
real,
right
real. It's like 40 people online right now, fam. On the fucking phone is 40 people.
Seconds.
So we gonna go through it. We gonna give everybody a few seconds to say something. We gonna start at the bottom and shoot up to the top. Let's go. Who we got on the line? Yeah. Caller 7. Who we got on the line?
Your boy, man. It's your boy, Royal.
Hold up.
Hey, cue the music.
Cue the music.
We ain't got no music. Oh, all right, fuck it. Hey, Thug Gristle, what it do, famo?
Same old shit, different toilet paper.
What's going on, man? Why you sound so down, dude? You all right?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm over here sipping this shit, man. Trying to get on Blog Talk Radio with my nigga.
Man, you ain't got no issues like that, man, because you were part of the show, man. This is your segment right here, man.
Oh, man, I'm in the building, man. You know, I keep it simple and plain, you know what I'm saying? Keep it something that everybody can feel a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I already know. At Gristle, check this out, man. You know, you don't need no introduction. They know what you're here for. We know what you're here for. You know what you're here for, man. Check it out. We got held up not this morning. We got held up a little earlier. We ain't got much time. Listen, we ain't got much time, but we got time, you know what I mean? This session is for you. You can do what you want to do with it, man. Say how you feel.
I'm feeling wonderful, man. Same old shit, different toilet paper. Like I said earlier, man, just, you know, trying to hit y'all up with this new shit, you know what I'm saying, for the day. Every day I got something different, you know what I'm saying? Might be simple and plain, you know. I'm just trying to hit y'all with up next hot topic. You know what I'm saying? If somebody know me, they can get back on this page and put something else up on there. Every day I come up with something hot, something different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what is it for the day, nigga? What you got for the day, then? Let's do it.
No, the next hot topic for the day is the shit you best not do while under my roof. I'm talking about, you know how you got a homie or something, man, might need a place to stay or something for a night or two and it end up being a month and a half.
Ooh-wee.
I'm talking about, oh, no, man. Oh, cuz, man. Nick come to you, man, tell you, man, cuz, I just need a spot to stay, man. Just let me go on here and lay my head right now. Nigga get high and then lay off up on your couch. Next thing you know, it's a month later, motherfucker running around with his shirt off and shit like that. That's on your motherfucking forehead.
No way.
Your forehead, nigga. Hold on, man. Now, you know, our kids getting older by the day, man. They hormones start raging and shit. I'm knocking a little nigga out there up in my mother's house when I come home early from work. They gonna get it then, and the kids getting their ass skint like a goddamn slave back in the day. They say, Toby, you're Toby, fucking with me, cause I'm gonna whoop your ass like you was Kente Kente if I catch that little bastard in my house. Now you got a motherfucking family member that just got paroled out of jail to your crib, tried to give him a chance. This nigga got a dope case. Next thing you know, you come home from work and you got Pookie at your front door. Talk about, let me holler at Raymond. I'm putting knots on Raymond's forehead for you. Yeah, truly. Oh, no. Goddamn dope fiend. Oh, y'all didn't know about this one. I wish I would come in home early work. In a basement smelling like crack. God dang it, I bet you my kid's Xbox game better not come up missing. Cause I'm putting knots on your forehead. Oh, my God.
All right, Gristle, check it out, man. Hey, man, it's all about, man. You got to save something for next week, man. Hey, Roy, man, this is Corey Key, man. Hey, Roy, this is Corey Key, man. What up, Joe?
Man, what's happening?
What's up, Royal? Hey, man, look, man, you came through. You came, you saw, you motherfucking conquered, man. That's my man, Royal, man. Like I say, we going to do this every motherfucking Wednesday, Royal, with the ooh-wee Facebook word of the motherfucking day, man. Hey, so what we going to do right now, man, is we going to move on, man. We going to mosey along, man, and we going to, let's see what we got, man. Let's take
another. Clear them lines. Right.
Let's clear them lines.
Let's take the caller on line 7 real quick, man. See what that do.
7. Who that is? Caller. You are now being addicted to the Legal Dope Hour. Who this is, Joe?
What it do, Joe?
Who that do right there, man? That's,
man,
the, that's
the
author?
Yeah, y'all know who this is, man. It's Marcus Ace's author, man. I'm checking in, Joe.
What it do, baby boy?
Arthur, man, what's happening, Vince?
Beast mode,
we got Beast Mode on deck, Joe. You know how we get out, man. That's what it do, Carter. That's what's up, Wes.
What's up, boy?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I just came from outside, man. These people, they ain't out here grinding, man. Dope dealers ain't even out here, fam. I'm out here with a bag on my back and books, man. It's cold out here, man.
Get the fuck in. These niggas say the dope dealers ain't even out, nigga.
They ain't even out here, man. Man,
he
they can find me at Giants, man. I ain't playing, man. I got a bag on right now, man.
It's fitting that you call, fam, with that shit, man, because you know this is a Legal Dope Hour, man, and your book, man, is totally dope, man. Take it from, like, you know, all the listeners that know me know I read, like, 50 books a year, man, so y'all know I get it in, man. And after I read Beast Mode, fam, Beast Mode is one of my favorite books. It's in the top five. If you ever read Dutch, if you ever read Deadly Reigns, if you ever read any of that shit, man, just best believe North Chicago has a motherfucking author that can top those people, man. This dude right here is fucking amazing. Hey, man, we ain't got much time, Arthur, man. Tell them where they can find the Beast Mode book at, man. Tell them how they can get it in, my nigga.
Man, y'all can find us Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, Borders, BeastModeBook.com. You can hit me up, Marcus Hasty, BeastModeBook.com. It don't matter, man. We 1721 Sherry Road, Life Apparel, Block Gates. You know where we at, Joe. We on deck, man. We represent, man. Blood in, blood out, Joe. We coming at you.
Shout out to my nigga Block, Joe. That's what's
Block
up,
Life. That's what's
hey,
up, man.
We'll get it in,
that's
man.
That's what's
bro.
Up, Joe. Block Life for no life, my nigga. Yes,
Block Life, boy. I'll holler at you.
Love, nigga.
All right, man. We, as like I say, fam, we got a gang of motherfucking callers online, man, and we only got, like, you know, 7 minutes in count. So let's just clear the line, man. Let's go to the next caller, man. Let's see what we got here. Is this the same caller, man, that didn't that couldn't get it right?
I think so, man. Let's get him
get it right
this time.
Caller, you're on the line. This is Quarter Key, Fresh Out of People's Player, my man Draz. What's happening?
Hello.
Yeah, who we got on the line, man?
Man, what's up, fam?
Who is this?
Who that?
Come on, man. Fam,
oh, man, is this my man, fam? Is this the man that called to talk to Fresh Out of People's Player?
I've been trying to get through. I couldn't get through. What's up, man?
Hey, man, we tried to answer the phone twice. The other time y'all was back there frying bacon or whatever y'all was doing. You were back, Joe. Then the other time you wouldn't say shit. I mean, what's up?
Oh, my God. That's not even right.
Keep it real. Hey, check it out, man. This my man. He called himself, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Monty, you know what I'm saying. He called in to chime in on the Tiger Woods subject, man. And, you know, he called me a couple days ago, and he was like, man, you know what, I'd really like to talk to Fresh Air, the People's Player, and see how he feels about the whole Tiger Woods thing.
I need me a show.
So, Dr. Monty, man, why don't you tell us how you feel about this whole Tiger Woods scandal, and my boy Fresh Air, the People's Player, is going to chime in. You got 3 minutes.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel. You know, he got caught doing the wrong, and, you know, you shouldn't be playing like that, especially when he's married. So,
we don't have enough time for this right here. So, I mean, you know, and you got to classify the wrong thing, man. Take me back to preschool. What's the wrong thing? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, he got caught. I agree with that part. You know what I mean? Like, he should have been doing it different. That's what the problem was. He should have been doing it different. He should have understood that he was a billionaire. It's like this, you know what I mean? Because he had 14 chicks or whatever, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's simple as this. You know what I mean? I mean, to keep it 100, listen here, fam, to keep it 100, I know motherfuckers that fly chicks around this country. If you got $1 billion, man, stretch your game out. You see what I'm saying? That's it, my nigga. If you got $1 billion, stretch your shit out. You know what I'm talking about? And, I mean, I'm keeping it 100 with what I'm saying. You got to goddamn make sure your shit right. You know what I mean? When you're playing a game, if you're going to call it a game. How you feel about that?
I've been playing a game.
I think Tiger Woods, he's playing the game. He just got caught. Like you say, he should have been doing it differently. His tutelage was wrong. He had the wrong guidance. He had the wrong people. You know what I mean? He should have had some folks like, he should have had some real people following him. You know what I mean? He was leading people full of blind. Everybody he was fucking with was blind. He was leading them nowhere, because he didn't know no better. He was lost and turned out. Strong, the cat got your tongue? Dr. Monty.
I said he shouldn't have got married.
I mean, you know what, Dr. Monty, and you are right. He said he shouldn't have got married. It was too. I can't say it was too early for that, but he just should have waited a while. That's all. It was early in the movie, and he had the wrong guidance. I just said that. You know, but I mean, at the same time, somebody should have knew what they was getting into before they did that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't blame nobody involved in that. The 14 people. He should have picked his people right. You see what I'm saying? He should have went down there on Crenshaw. You know what I mean? Like my man say, he should have came to the no-go.
He should have just been doing it before he got married. That's what he should have been doing. Now he's even going to lose her after he tried to cry and pay all that money to keep her as well.
I mean, you know what? He's not Paul McCartney. He took care of that up front. You know what I mean? He's giving her more. What y'all not realizing is it's beyond that. Like he'll buy another one, unfortunately. I hate to say it, like Nino Brown said, buy me another bitch. You see what I'm saying? He already above all of that. He working the shit so we can give her more money.
It's cheaper to keep her now, boy. That's cheaper to keep her.
He giving her more money. That's nothing. It's applesauce to a boss. That's what we bosses say, Dr. Monty. It's applesauce to a boss.
Dr. Monty, sum it up for me, man. I'm eating a motherfucking amazing cookies.
Everybody else.
Dr. Monty, I tell you what, man, only because we're running short, we're going to have to get back in tune with you. But I want to do this once a week with you, or I want to do it next week for sure. Because I feel you got more to say about it, because I can talk about this. Because Tiger Woods is going to be around for another week for sure. Tiger Gate.
Tiger Gate.
You know, hey, Dr. Monty, we'll get back in tune with you next week, man. We got about 2 minutes left, man.
No problem at all. I appreciate the time.
I appreciate you, Doctor. All right, man. You know what? We ain't play the old school joint of the day, but we definitely going to play the RIP joint of the day. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Fuck it.
Hey, man. Fuck that, man.
Fuck it.
Rest in peace to whoever you for the play. Rest in who's that?
Oh, is this my main man on the motherfucking line, E-Dizzle?
Yeah, this me, man.
All right, man. You got 2 minutes, man. What the fuck you got to say? And my computer about to die.
E-Dizzle, you got a minute. You got 45 seconds.
Say whatever the fuck you want to say, EG. This is your world. We just squirrels.
Well, first of all, I want to say
that you hopped that cush
last week. You know what I'm saying? Because I was had in a motherfucker. My bitch just checked me because I didn't shout out to my bitch.
Hey, Dr. Monty, see what I'm saying? You hear that nigga? His bitches checked him. But listen, though. Listen further.
They checked me. You know why they checked me? Because I gave a shout out to them bitches, and I should have gave a shout out to all my baby mamas. So that's what I'm giving shout out this week to all my baby mamas, and I'm out of here.
Hey, man, you know what? EG did that in real gangster fashion, man. So we is going to have a rest in peace joining today, man. This is, you know, Quarter Key, man. Thank y'all for checking in. We're going to be here next Wednesday after that, special Valentine's Day show, man. Thank y'all for checking in. Quarter Key, motherfucking Fresh Air to People's Player.
Yo.
My main man, Draz. And we're going to leave right now with the motherfucking RIP joint of the day.
J5.
Rest in peace, man.
J5.
Jimi Hendrix.
See y'all in the hood, Joe.
Hold up.
Shut down.
Oh, yeah, we shut down. Yo, 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 who this? Stina. Stina Bina. Okay.